Would you believe there was a time when someone tried to create a law in New York City that would outlaw flirting? Yeah, it's true. That's the flirts here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh asking you, just don't put another dime in the jukebox. From 1982, before the flirts, it was The Breakfast Club from their pretty much their one and only album. They actually formed back in 1979, and an early member of The Breakfast Club back in that time was this woman named Madonna. She went on to do some other stuff, and I think because of her success, they finally gave these guys a record contract with MCA, and that came out in 1987. That was their cover of Expressway to Your Heart. Sam Cooke kicked off the entire set. Yes, he did. Sam Cooke kicked it off with A Twist in the Night Away, a song that was released on this day back in 1962. My name's Paul. I'm the Moxster. You're listening to a program called 88.3. No, actually, the program's called Viva La Mox, and it's on 88.3 FM. We're streaming at WRCT.org. I got a mock to get to, so how about I prep myself for the mock by giving you some words of wisdom about foster care.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, which includes me. Seriously, I'm your good friend, am I not? Hopefully. I'm the Moxster, and guess what? Guess what? It's midnight. It is midnight. It's time for a midnight mock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, which is located in Millvale, it's open seven days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music that you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big and none too small. You can visit them in Millvale today or just call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music that you need. So January 8th is National Argyle Day, and that's what the Moxster found out in some research he did. So I'm like, you know what? As much as technically at midnight, we're into the 9th. Uh-oh, but that's all right. This happens. I'm doing an Argyle mock tonight. So I've actually picked, I think, 10 songs. I had like 15. I weaned it, and I got it to 10. So these are songs that either Argyle is in the title of the song, title of the band, or within the lyrics of the song. That's what I've decided is going to qualify for an Argyle mock, which is happening right now. We'll do it in two sets of five. So that kind of tells you, we'll do it as 10 songs, if that works for you. Hopefully, because there's no choice. We're doing this. We're doing it. We're going in. It's Playboys, Punks, and Pretty Things. It's the Swingin' Utters starting off a Argyle mock here on the Diva Lamont radio program.
We'll be right back. trip. Disgusting trucking all washed up and still missing a sticky cup. He shaves the top of a color sky and picks it up. It's party time again. Come up with her always the product. She's with our girl socks and got to stare the mess up at. Rip the door and now lay bare. I'll take it to my little room. I'll play it by me to the moon. Relax, I'm clean, I'm fine and free. You ain't got anything for me. Come take comfort from some. Big friend, the ones you've scorned. Be a savior and a saint. Be what all the others say. It's not as bad as it all seems. But if this were all a dream, do you have to be so blind? Doesn't matter anyway.
Fastball wrapping up part one of the Argyle Mock with their song Red Light from the Keep Your Wig On album. Again, it's an Argyle Mock, so most of these songs are name-dropping the word Argyle. Or if it's in their title of the song, I guess they're going to name-drop it throughout it because, like, it's the name of the song. As Fastball did in Red Light, before that, the reunion gave us Alligator Love Trap. Went back a few years for some JFA. Yeah, that's Jodie Foster's Army. Jodie Foster's Army with Preppy. Yeah, you'd think the word Argyle is going to come up in a song called Preppy. Bouncing Souls had a song actually called Argyle. And the Swingin' Utters started off that entire set with their song Playboys, Punks, and Pretty Things to continue the Argyle Mock, or actually for them to start it off, but for me to continue the Argyle Mock. How about we get a little bit more, I would like to say contemporary, if it is, from his National Ransom album. It's Elvis Costello. Jimmy Standing in the Rain.
Ticket in his pocket, punching out the shadows underneath the socket. Tweed coat turned up against the fog. Slow coaches rolling over the mall between the very memory and approaches of all. Stale bread curling on a luncheon counter. Loose change lonely, not the right amount. Forgotten man of an indifferent nation. Jim is standing in the rain. Nobody wants to buy a counterfeited prairie lullaby in a colliery town.
mask and purple skin of some stitched out Josephine is all he'll get now. Eyes going in and out of focus, mild and bitter from tuberculosis, forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again, the sky is falling, Jim is standing in the rain. If he could choose the time to die, then he would come and go like this, underneath the painted sky. She woke up and called him Charlie by mistake, and then in shame began to cry. Soft plaintive whistling in your one wandering smile died down in the hippodrome. Now you're walking off to jeers, the lonely sound of jingling spurs, the toodaloos, and oh my dears, down at the Argyle. Plots sobriety, there's no place for a half cut cowboy in polite society. Forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again, it's finally dawning, Jim is standing in the rain. Somebody's calling you again, finally dawning, Jim is standing in the rain.
Lost the stuff in the hallway. the man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count too far. He got a big ugly club and a head full of howl. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man that is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like what's happening? He's too much. Right, daddy, right. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Ride, daddy, ride. Get 'em, man. Like him.
News travels fast in a small desert town. Wasn't long at all before the word got around that a killing mad car was headed their way. So the sheriff and the boys were gonna stop him out on the highway right where it intersected Big Black Rock. So it wasn't long at all before the whole town was out standing round, hammering a nail and building up a pride in a roadblock. Just hanging around the roadblock. The mayor's wife sat in the shade and talked her way through a few good lies, while her husband practiced his acceptance speech for a medal from the FBI. And Granny rocked back in her chair and said, just what did this man do? While some from school ate dirty snow cones colored red, white, and blue at the roadblock. Just hanging round the roadblock. Just hanging round the roadblock. Just hanging round the roadblock. Then the local paper jumped the gun and printed the big headline. Town is safe from killer car with roadblock at state line. 3 miles down the highway in a Chevy 69 were a pair of crazy eyeballs jumping left and right in time to an 8-track tape playing fog hat and Jethro Tull and a gasoline-soaked hand shifting a little plastic skull. And on the arm a blue tattoo that read, I'm a son of a bitch. A map open on the front seat, leather black as pitch.
One foot slammed on the gas, no shoe, just an Argyle sock. And that car was screaming wild down the highway like lightning toward the roadblock. Right towards the roadblock. Then all eyes turned down the highway to a big cloud of smoke. Granny went into a mild state of shock and started to choke. Then a boy up in a tree yelled out, "Here it comes." Then 20 men strong aimed and fired point blank. 19 shotguns. Well, the next day the sheriff just tried to stall.
Tom Waits wrapping up a mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program of Argyle. Why? Because today, or actually January 8th, is National Argyle Day. And I was asked when I was telling the peeps, and by peeps I mean my cat, that I was going to do an Argyle mock. And my cat said, meow. But I interpreted that. Did the cat go, oh, it's a Scottish mock? No, it was just an Argyle mock. National Argyle Day. So songs with Argyle in the title, bands with Argyle in the title, album titles with Argyle in the title. So wrapping up that part of the mock was Tom Waits with Rains on Me from the Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards album from a few years back. Some Stan Ridgway in there from Wall of Voodoo with The Roadblock. Then, of course, I had to throw in there the Hollywood Argyles. That one was going to be in there whether you wanted it or not because it's a good song, Alley-Oop. National gave us Baby Will Be Fine from the Alligator release, and Elvis Costello started that second part of the mock with Jimmy Standing in the Rain. All of these songs had Argyle within the lyrics, and that was a mock. If you ever have a suggestion for a mock or just a request for a song, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. That's the bestest way to get a hold of me. We've got about 25 minutes left in this program. I have a special song that didn't make the mock and is not making the mock after show, after set, which is this set of music. It's going to make the next set of music, just to let you know. So it's connected to Argyle in Scotland. So start looking up in the internet. Like right now, you got about 10, 12 minutes. Look it up. Try to see if you can figure out what is the secret decoder that the Mockster is going to try to make happen. Just think about it. Think really hard. Would you believe it was back in 1968 that this song was released this weekend? Believe it or not, it's Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide. Watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me. I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones,
was on the block. The crime was looking up the truth. And as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo. I never could explain. Some other fool across the ocean years ago must have crashed his little airplane. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo.
Nothing left to be desired.
That's the poster children here on the Viva Lamont radio program with He's My Star. And I got I'm going to admit to you, a couple years ago, I had the poster children do a little call into my show, and I really geeked out. And the reason was because that is one of my all-time favorite songs. All-time favorite songs. I got to thank my friend Maria, who actually introduced it to me at one point in my life. And it's stuck there. It's stuck. And it's in the, I'd say, top 5, top 10, top 40. I don't know, because there's a lot of songs in there. But that's one of them. That is one of them. Before the poster children, how about Steve Wynn? Steve Wynn of what? The Dream Syndicate? Of the Baseball Project? Of Steve Wynn? Doing the Hollies, The Air That I Breathe. I did that because Terry Sylvester, the guitarist and singer of the Hollies, was born now yesterday. Like, my whole birthing thing, my whole birthday thing did not stop, apparently. Celebrating 73 years, January 8th. Played some Indigo Girls because on January 8th, supposedly, Galileo died at the age of 77, so I played the Indigo Girls with Galileo as a guilty pleasure from the Rites of Passage album. Sorry, Passage. I don't even know what I'm saying. Passage album. Yeah, it's late. It's late. The monster's just saying it's late. Otis Redding starting off the entire set. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, a song released 1968. I believe it was actually released posthumously, sadly enough. Otis was a victim of a fatal airplane accident in a giant lake in the city of Madison, Wisconsin. Don't ask me to tell you the name of the lake, because there's two of them and they sound really similar, and I don't know which one's like A and B. And I'm not going to slaughter either name to make you happy. We've got about 7 minutes left in this program, which means I've got about, well, outside of 7 minutes, I've got about maybe two more songs to play. Before we get to those songs, I want to remind you that I want to ask you, how can you grow vibrant communities? Think about it. How can you do it? If you said trees, you're right. Yeah, tree-lined walkways and parks in every neighborhood encourage people to be healthy and active. Trees lift home values. They also decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores, believe it or not. This message is from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT. Yeah, that's us, WRCT, and me, the Mockster. Hey, I appreciate you listening. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday night. We started at 9 p.m., take it to 1 a.m. Again, we've got now 6 minutes left, so I should get into that song. I'm going to talk over this a little bit, because I got to tell you why I'm playing this. Going to tell you. So, I did a mock of Argyle. If you are unfamiliar with your Scottish heritage, because maybe you're not Scot, the Duke of Argyle. I don't think he's a good guy. I don't know. He seems like a kind of a douchebag. But anyway, the Duke of Argyle, I've been to his castle. I've been there. And he's actually... the chief of the Clan Campbell. All right, follow me? Duke of Argyle is the chief of the Clan Campbell. And the word glen over in Scotland is a valley. Yeah, typically a long, bounded, gently sloped, with concave sides valley. So that's a glen over in Scotland. Clan Campbell. Duke of Argyle, so why am I not playing Glen Campbell? Right, I know. Why was that not in the mock? I don't know. I got to talk to my attorney. I don't know why that wasn't, but I got to see Glen Campbell. I'm just going to let you know. I got to see him on his final tour. He came through Pittsburgh, played down in the downtown area. I don't know, one of those theaters. Amazing show, and I'm so glad I got to do that. The only regret I have, I didn't buy a T-shirt. I know. Is that weird? The late, great Glen Campbell with a minute left of his song. gentle on my mind. Thanks for listening. It's the Viva LaMock Radio Show. I love you guys. Let me back with a request. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. And we'll do it all again next week.
But not to where I cannot see you, walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West. And the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so as not to look. Everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town almost 15 years ago, and I've been here since that time. But it's just been in the past 5 years or so that I've had this job of mine. For 5 years ago, some outlaws killed my wife and children. That had its effect on my mind. So when the sheriff offered me the dreaded job of hangman, I said, that suits me fine. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. You hear from some prophet or some preacher, 'cause I know that revenge is sweet. And I can't help but grin at every single outlaw when all of a sudden there's no horse under his feet. And you probably think I'm strange, you might think that I'm disgusting, but it's my job, I handle it with pride. I've nothing left to live for since the passing of my family. My heart died with them, so did my mind. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty.
Now I never was one to worry much. I never could find the Midas touch. I take what comes and do my best, and don't worry about the rest. I'll never become a millionaire. No fancy cars, no Perrier. I wake each day with a smile on my face, and I join the human race. Tomorrow comes another chance. It might just be my day. But either way, you won't hear me.